What if you were leaving somebody at night?
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Or good
morning. Good night.
Sure.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. What about if a farmer got out in the field before the sun came up? You say he started to work before
sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And if he stayed out in the field until it went down, you'd say he stayed out until
dark.
Or sun.
Sunset.
Okay. And if he's a little late in the morning getting out in the field, he might say, well, by the time we got out, the sun had already
rose.
Mm-hmm. And if he wants to know when it's going to, he might ask, well, when is the sun going to
rise?
Yeah. Well, the man might say, well, nut, it's already
up.
Or it's already
risen.
Okay. Say if today is Saturday, that means that Friday was
yesterday.
Sure, and Sunday's
tomorrow.
Okay. What if somebody came to see you, not this last Sunday, but the one before that?
Mm-hmm.
You say that he came to see you
Sunday before last.
Yes, ma'am. And if somebody is going to come to see you, not this Sunday, but the next one, you say he's coming
next Sunday.
Okay. Say if a person stayed at your house, if you had company from about the 1st to the 15th, you say that he stayed about
half a month.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people around here use the word fortnight?
Fortnight.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
To mean about 2 weeks. Okay. Say if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
Mm-hmm. And he'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Okay. Say if it was exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
7:45.
Well, midway.
Midway. 7:30.
Sure. Or half.
Halfway. Oh, 7:30.
Uh-huh. You ever say half past?
Half past 7.
Uh-huh. Or say if it's, you said 7:45 a minute ago. Do you ever say that any other way?
15 minutes till 7.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say it's a quarter?
A quarter, 15 minutes, or 7:30, or you know, uh-huh. Whatever time. Yes, it's a quarter to 7.
Quarter till 7.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say, talking about something that you've been doing for a long time, you might say, "Well, I've been doing that for quite
a while."
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say, if 1977 was last year, that means that 1978 is
this year.
Okay. Something that happened exactly, that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened exactly
last, just at all. What is the date? Date is 19th?
Yes, ma'am.
I say it happened on the 19th of August last year.
Mm-hmm. Or a year?
Oh, a year ago.
Okay. All right, a few things about the weather. A person might go outside and look up in the sky and say, well, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's a day like today, just the sun shining and no rain, just the kind of weather that you like, you say, well, it looks like it's going to be a
beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. But what if it's not going to be a beautiful day? It's real dark and cloudy. You might say, well, it's going to be a
We expect a rain.
Mm-hmm. Going to be what kind of day?
Stormy day.
But say if the weather, if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and you figure you're going to have some rain, you say the weather's doing what?
Threatening rain.
Threatening rain, sure. But if it's like that, but the clouds start to pull away and the sun comes out, you say that it's
passed them.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say it's fair and
fair and
all?
It's fair and all.
Fair and all, yeah.
Fair and all.
Okay. What about if you get a lot of rain in just a short while? Maybe you get 2 or 3 inches in just 1 hour. You'd say you had a regular